What's with this Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Dick Cheney business?
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
I mean, when did public figures start referring to themselves by nicknames? It's well known that President Bush has a penchant for nicknames, like Boy Genius for Karl Rove and Fredo for Alberto Gonzalez. And who can forget former FEMA director Michael Brownie Brown? Time magazine reported that the president, when in Moscow for a summit, referred to Russia's President Vladimir Putin as Putiput. Whether to his face is not clear. Senator Dole is officially Elizabeth, yet her husband refers to her in public as Liddy. But that's not what bothers me. It's the growing practice of referring to oneself by a nickname, as though that would endear one to the masses as a regular fellow. You go down the U.S. Senate's official roster, and it's amazing how many have listed their nicknames as their official names. It is Chuck Schumer, Chuck Grassley, and Chuck Hagel. It is Norm Coleman and Larry Craig, although it's still Joseph Biden and Joseph Lieberman. It's Mel Martinez and Ted Stevens. Senator Kennedy is known to his admirers as Ted, but he's officially listed as Edward. And then there is Newt Gingrich. I had to look that up to discover that the name his parents gave him was Newton. There is Lewis Scooter Libby, who worked for Dick Cheney. Oops, I mean Richard Cheney. You may wonder why I make such a point of this. It undoubtedly has to do with my age and memories of a time when we expected public affairs to be conducted with a certain degree of dignity. Eisenhower was universally known as Ike, but as far as I know, he never called himself Ike. And so, here is my request. All you Chucks, Bobs, and Eddies, on your letterhead, and when you're invited to speak, please make it Charles, Robert, and Edward. This is Dan Shore.
What's more, they seem to think he'll make it.
The Harry's on the ground, and should Republicans win, when they come around, he won't let them in.
If it's Ike, your chief can get on his bike, and his things a moving van will carry.
They can't do that to Harry.
Yes, but they
Ike,
they like Ike.
This is NPR News.